Ridding Afghanistan of landmines is a painstaking process. Humanitarian groups have spent years trying to clean up the deadly reminders of the Soviet-Afghan war. Success requires patience and training. Here in the U.S., soldiers can undergo rigorous instruction at the U.S. Countermine and Humanitarian Demining Training Center at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. The center is open to everybody from Green Berets to foreign troops, even curious college students. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR in Kansas City has a report.
U.S. Special Forces traveled to this sprawling army post in Missouri's Ozark Mountains to learn all about the thousands of different kinds of landmines. Paul Arcangeli is the training center's director and says mines not only lack an off switch, but they can remain lethal in the ground for decades.
When you put a mine in the ground, it doesn't go away and it stays active for a long, long time. It waits for somebody to come and get it. When you have a conflict like this, it reminds everybody that mines are still a problem.
Afghanistan is one of the most heavily mined countries in the world. So when the U.S. went to war with Afghanistan, some college students at Southwest Missouri State University became even more interested in what for them is an everyday classroom topic. On this cool fall day, a couple of dozen students are walking down a muddy road at Fort Leonard Wood. For most, it's their first time on a military base, and on this walk, they tease each other about wearing not-so-stylish camouflage flak vests and bulky Kevlar helmets.
Chris Walnick and a flag jacket.
These students are here for 2 days to learn how to find and disarm or explode landmines. This is hands-on training with a vivid demonstration of exactly how dangerous mines are. Dirt falls like rain after a mine detonates about 300 feet away. The exploded U.S. anti-tank mine was olive drab in color and shaped like a base on a baseball field. There are examples of all kinds of mines here.
Okay, so it's a seismic mechanism that tells these other type of mines what to do. It can set them off individually or it can set them all off all at the same time.
An Australian soldier is holding a mine that looks like a tin can with three prongs sticking out of its top. The international staff here usually teaches U.S. soldiers how to help foreign governments set up demining programs, but today they're showing these students how to search for and destroy mines. The students are eager to test their new skills.
That'd be awesome. I was watching this film.
Students use handheld detectors to mark potential mines. They then probe the ground with a stake and gently nudge the inert weapons. Joni Andrade says she looks at this exercise differently now that U.S. troops are on the ground in Afghanistan.
This is definitely a threat to our country and our troops over there. So friends and family that you know are going over there are going to have to deal with this every day of trying to find landmines.
Landmines are buried in the soil in more than 80 countries around the world. The student's professor, Ken Rutherford, uses that fact as a teaching tool in his international politics course.
This is a real tangible issue that they could touch, feel, and experience that is happening. There's more than 26,000 victims are maimed or killed a year. And this is one issue for me to use as a vehicle to broaden understanding of international relations.
But to Rutherford, it's more than a classroom exercise. He was a relief worker in Somalia in 1993 when his truck hit an anti-tank mine. Rutherford lost both legs in the accident and now walks on prosthetic legs. Since his accident, Rutherford has dedicated his life to humanitarian demining. His passion seems to have rubbed off on some of his students, like Scott Waddle, who spent his summer break working for a group that promotes humanitarian demining.
The whole landmine thing, it's still evolving. It's forefront, it's cutting edge. So, I mean, that's where I would like to be. Wherever I do, it has to be cutting edge. And it has to be, you know, for the good of society as a whole.
Some of the instructors here have cleared mines in Afghanistan. They say the country's rocky and sandy terrain makes demining a difficult process. The instructors say they expect to train many more people on just how to clear mines in war-torn countries like Afghanistan. But until those crews can return to Afghanistan, some 9 to 10 million mines lie buried in the desert, unable to distinguish between soldiers and children. For NPR News, this is Matt Hackworth at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.